News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. So long, Japan. Hello, South Korea. Barack Obama has arrived there with a warning for North Korea. He said the government in the North should not conduct additional nuclear tests. He says they'll only further isolate themselves. The president also commenting on last week's ferry disaster, which claimed more than 290 lives.
I'm a father of two daughters of the same age or close to the same age as those who were lost. And so I can only imagine what the parents are going through at this point, the incredible heartache.
This is the second stop on a four-nation Asian tour. The recent incident involving Walsall West students, Nerf guns, and police still has people asking questions. Around 9:45 Tuesday night, a resident on Stevens Drive called 911 reporting that several people had what appeared to be weapons drawn on a car. Police Chief Jeff Hardell says they treated the call as if those were real weapons and not Nerf guns. They only realized that after they arrived. Six students were cited for disorderly conduct. They could be fined up to $240. Hardell says the citations were not for using Nerf guns, but were because of the activity that created a disruption in a residential neighborhood. The Walsall School District says students involved will be suspended from athletics and other school activities. They say that's a violation of the student code of conduct, although the students will not be suspended. Listen carefully if you live in the Walsall School District. The school board has been discussing the space needs at the elementary school level, and they've unveiled four proposals with price tags ranging from between $12 and $40 million. Now they're looking for public comment. Here are the four proposals. One is a district-wide redistricting. It would keep all elementary schools open with minor renovations. The other is closing A.C. Kiefer, which houses the district's 4K program. They would build additions onto Stettin, Riverview, Hawthorne Hills, G.D. Jones, Jefferson Franklin, and Lincoln Elementary. A third option involves closing A.C. Kiefer, but building additions only onto three elementary schools, plus building a new school on the Grant Elementary site. The fourth and most expensive option would be to close A.C. Kiefer, Lincoln, Hewitt, Texas, and Grant schools, and to build new wings onto Jefferson, Stettin, Riverview, G.D. Jones, and Hawthorne Hills, plus build a new school at the Marshfield Elementary site. Yes, that's a lot to process. That's why we've posted it online at WSAU.com. This is only a long-range plan for now. There's no timetable for elementary school changes. Police in Shawano County say the man who took a hostage at the McDonald's on Tuesday in Wittenberg wanted a police confrontation, but he did not want a so-called suicide by cop situation. Travis Keeler will face a felony charge of hostage taking with a deadly weapon. The standoff ended peacefully. Shawano County Sheriff Randall Wright says negotiators were able to talk him into a peaceful surrender. The annual business expo, hosted by the Walsall Chamber of Commerce, had more than 1,000 people show up. There were 200 exhibitors there. State Representative Mandy Wright was on hand as well. She says this is the sort of support that local businesses should be taking part in.
So many good people are out talking to each other, networking, making deals, figuring out how they can help each other. And it really is a great example of the community working together on a local level, supporting each other.
Also on the business scene, two new leaders have been appointed at Walsall Paper, as we hear from reporters Zach Hagenbusher.
The company announced the appointment of Michael C. Barrant as chairman of the board and chief executive officer. Barrant has been the interim CEO since April 2nd and has been with Wausau Paper for 2 years. Matthew L. Ermansky has also been appointed as president and chief operating officer. Ermansky has been with Wausau Paper since 2000 in a variety of management positions. Both executives are committed to pursuing a tissue-focused strategy to drive growth, increase earnings, and create shareholder value. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
Olympic champion Michael Phelps in second place in the pool yesterday, losing to Ryan Lochte in the men's 100-meter butterfly. It's his first competition since the 2012 London Olympics. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast. Feels like we're in the swimming pool, too. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Friday, we'll see generally cloudy conditions, especially for the northern half of the area. A few breaks of sunshine farther south. It'll be breezy in the afternoon with a high of 56. Tonight, a quiet night with a low of 32. On Saturday, mostly sunny during the morning, then a few more clouds drifting in during the afternoon, high 54. On Sunday, a 40% chance of light rain in the afternoon, high of 49. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Showers are pulling away this morning. We are left with cloudy skies around central Wisconsin. We start in the mid-40s, and we won't get much warmer than that. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone, text weather to 39327, a service of WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.